is how bad I need you.
Don't worry, we've all got issues. We do. It's CPXY on 98PXY. Corey James, Breezy.
Isn't that the truth?
There's an article that I ran across yesterday and posted to our Facebook page that seems to resonate with a lot of people, and I wanted to talk about it on the show real quick.
Okay.
The title of the article was, Settling Down Late is Better Than Settling Down with the Wrong Person.
Mm-hmm.
And it begins by saying this, and this really speaks a lot of truth. It says, you don't have to settle down in your 20s. You don't have to find the love of your life while you're in high school or college. You don't have to start your love story at an early age. And I thought that was kind of profound because there's a lot of pressure to do that.
So much pressure.
I mean, especially right now, we're in the heart of like wedding season, right? So, if you're around, Breezy's age, if you're like 25, mm-hmm. you probably have a lot of friends who are getting married, or at least you're seeing, things pop up on Facebook.
Yep.
And there's a lot of this societal pressure that makes you think like,
I'm not on the right track. I'm not on the right path.
Well, you feel like you're falling behind,
right?
It's the natural feeling because we're just a competitive species.
You're like, I don't even have a significant other and they've mm-hmm. been together for 9 years. Like, what am I doing wrong?
You feel like you're falling behind,
yeah.
and that can lead to a lot of bad things, and it can lead to forcing things. And I just want to say, as someone who did wait until later in life to settle down, it's going to be okay. You know, in the moment, it wasn't easy. I'll be honest. Until I met my fiance, St. Courtney, I had a lot of doubts.
I remember because I was your intern.
That's right. You saw me in my prime dating age.
You were on dates every other night.
And it was that desperation that you feel, that
the validation, I need to find someone, and if I don't, what's going to happen to me? Am I going to be alone forever?
Sure, I'll be honest. I had a lot of doubts about if I'd ever find the right person, and I wasn't sure that my parents would ever get to meet their grandchild, or if I ever was even going to have a child. That was all up in the air. And I'm 36 now. In my early 30s, especially, everyone talks about how women have a ticking clock and mm-hmm. your biological clock is going. It's not the same for men, but we have one too. And there's a lot of pressure. There's family pressure. There's societal pressure. Don't give into that. Look,
it's a lot. It's a lot to digest and take in because I'm feeling it now.
Yeah.
Like you said, it's already starting to kick in. I'm like, I'm still young. It's like, are you though? You're 25 years old.
Yeah.
Maybe you should be thinking about kids my age have kids. Young adults my age have babies.
Sure. I'm sure you're seeing it now. You are kind of in the prime area. Usually it's called the summer of suck. It's when you know a lot of people who are getting married and you have to go to like 19 weddings and you're mm-hmm. going to be broke. That's kind of what you're going through now. But don't let that impact you. I know it's hard.
I get a lot of anxiety from it, truly. I get very nervous.
Who wants to be alone? No one wants to be alone.
And I resonate with your story, Corey, because you searched long and hard.
It was a long search.
And where did you meet your fiancé? Somewhere you literally never expected.
Yeah, in this room, actually.
Yeah, it's just...
And that's how it works. And it's funny, because I met Courtney maybe a month after I swore off all the dating apps and
mm-hmm.
I swore off.
Yeah, I remember.
I swore off going on dates, three times a week. Just, it's amazing when you stop trying so hard, how things kind of come to you.
Fall into place.
Right? It is. It's wild. And I don't think that's just a me being lucky. Like, I'm incredibly lucky.
No, you are.
And I feel incredibly lucky. But I think that's how it works out for most people. Don't push it. Don't force it. Don't let those pressures from the outside, get in your head.
You're looking for something that's like right in front of your face kind of thing.
It's the cliche, but the older that I get, I realize that these cliches are cliches for a reason. There's truth in almost all of them. And the cliche of you'll know when you know
mm-hmm.
is 100% true.
I mean, I hope that that's the case for me.
It is. It's the case. It is the case.
I can't help. I mean... Granted, I don't really do the apps or all that stuff, but...
Well, you've sworn off dating after that girl nearly broke her arm. So maybe it could be tough.
Yeah, so, I'm just not going to try, and I'm just going to go your
route
and
don't
not
try.
Try.
Yes, that is what I'm saying.
I seem to be doing well now.
That always seemed to happen. I would desperately try to find someone, and then it just would never work out. And then, even before St. Courtney, in previous relationships, it was always when you least expect it. So.
And how do you look back on that now? Like, do you take all those relationships with a grain of salt, and are you happy that you had that face? Or no?
I'm happy I went through it because I think no matter what the relationship was like, good or bad, no matter how it ended, every relationship is a learning experience.
Right.
And it's not a learning experience necessarily just about how to act in relationships. It's a learning experience about yourself. And you learn a lot about yourself. And you can kind of pick things from every relationship of, I probably would have done that differently. Or, I'm not going to let this happen again. Or, this made me realize this about me. So I don't regret it at all. I hear about these stories of people that fall in love in high school and it's their high school sweetheart. And good for them.
Cool. Yeah.
But just,
really cool.
Just for me, it's like,
just can't relate.
I can't. I mean, it's so far from what I experienced.
Yeah.
But in the end, as long as you have the mindset of, it's going to be okay. I'm going to find someone.
Or in my case, I just don't care.
Or, sure,
just
don't care. So, I don't know. Again, if you want to see that article, I thought that it was some good stuff. Yeah, it was some good stuff. Because
it's
so true. You know, don't give into that pressure. And honestly, when it comes down to it, like the people that do give into that pressure, a lot of the time, guess what? They're single around the same age as you again because of the fact that they're going on, you know, marriage number two.
Yeah,
so it's going to be okay. I promise.
More hit music next on 98 PXY.